Hello, welcome to the English Programme's very, very brief roundup of the latest news and info from Anfield as we get it on the official Liverpool FC website. Their address is liverpoolfc.tv. We've just done a three-part programme, which is available online right now on our Audio Boo page. We read the letter that was written to all Reds fans from Japan, and as the world continues to look on in disbelief at the tragic events in Asia, Kiko Hirano, the secretary of the Japanese branch of the supporters club, has written this letter. We've read it out and you can find it online right now. UEFA have confirmed a minute of silence will be held prior to Liverpool's Europa League clash with SC Braga. And Daniel Agger and Jonjo Shelvey are back in training as Liverpool prepare for the Europa League decider against Braga. That's on Thursday night. Legends are back on home soil. The team of LFC legends are back in the UK after taking part in the Standard Chartered sponsored 2011 EPL Asian Masters Tournament. More info on the website. Lucas Leiva has got extra motivation to perform on Thursday nights this season because everyone in Brazil loves the Europa League. And make sure that you are watching the television tomorrow. On Wednesday morning, Kelly Dalglish will address the world's media at Melwood at Wednesday morning ahead of the Europa League clash with Braga. Well, it is official now, and David Fairclough cannot wait to see Luis Suarez and Andy Carroll terrorising the Premier League defences together. I'm relishing the partnership, he says. Liverpool reserves take on Arsenal at Barnet FC on Wednesday evening. You can watch the whole game exclusively live on LFC TV. Pepe Reina feels lucky and proud as he prepares to reach another Liverpool milestone. That's on Thursday. Academy director Frank McParland has paid tribute to the fans who packed into Anfield to watch Liverpool's FA Youth Cup clash. This is the English programme. All our news and info is official. It's from the official LFC website, liverpoolfc.tv/news/latest. Your comments, thoughts, views and suggestions can be sent to Steve's radio show at hotmail.com.